All right, buckle up, everybody, because today's deep dive, this one is tailor-made for you.
Oh.
We're going to crack the code on how to really connect with your audience, you know?
Huh?
Make them remember you, trust you, all that good stuff.
Love it.
And the secret weapon, it's all about this thing called the mirror exposure effect.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, straight from Ryan Roten's Straight Up newsletter.
Oh, I've heard good things.
Oh, it's brilliant. Basically, ever feel like you're shouting into the void?
All the time, yeah.
Like putting your content out there, your message, and crickets. Well, this mirror exposure effect, this is like the antidote to that void. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Yeah.
What is this mirror exposure effect, like in a nutshell, and why should I care?
Okay, so to help us unpack all of this, let's bring in our expert here.
All right, so the mirror exposure effect, it's pretty simple.
Okay.
The more we see something, the more we tend to like it, right?
Okay.
You know, think of it like a song you hear on the radio. At first you're like, ugh, this song again. But then, you hear it again, you hear it again, and
Yeah.
suddenly you're like, hey, I kind of like this tune.
You're tapping your foot.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you even like add it to your playlist, you know.
Yeah, totally.
It's that familiarity that breeds liking.
Okay, I get that. But I'm not blasting my message on repeat like a radio station. How does this translate to like building my personal brand or, actually getting my message to stick with people?
Right. So it's not about being annoyingly repetitive.
Okay.
It's about strategic repetition, right? Subtle but consistent.
Okay.
See, the mirror exposure effect, it works because that repeated exposure, even if it's super subtle, it builds familiarity. And familiarity, especially in our crazy world where everyone's bombarded with information, familiarity leads to trust. We're drawn to what feels comfortable, you know, what feels safe, predictable.
Okay, yeah, I get that. It's like, I've got my favorite coffee shop. I can try new places, but I always end up back in my usual spot.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what you're getting is comfortable, it's familiar.
It just feels right.
Yeah.
Okay. But reading through this newsletter, it seems like it's really targeted towards like founders and executives, like big time players. I'm not running some Fortune 500 company here. So does this really apply to, someone like me just trying to get their voice heard?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, I'd argue it's even more important if you're just starting out.
Really?
Especially when you're building your personal brand, right?
Yeah.
You're in that space where, you have to do some self-promotion, right?
Ramp.
But you don't want to be that person who's constantly like, hey, look at me, look at me, look at
Right,
me.
right. You don't want to be obnoxious about it.
Exactly. So the mirror exposure effect, it gives you permission to be subtle, to be smart about it.
Yeah.
You're not trying to be the loudest voice, you know?
Right.
You're aiming to be that trusted, familiar presence in your audience's world.
Yeah.
Like, think of that bartender, you know? Your favorite bartender who knows your drink, remembers your name. They're not pushing anything on you. They're just there. They're consistent.
Yeah.
They build that connection, right?
I love that. Okay, I'm sold. This mirror exposure effect, it's the way to go.
Yeah.
But how do we actually put it into action? Like, what's the game plan?
All right, so Roten lays out a really clear three-step plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Step one is identify your core messages. What are the two or three key things that you want people to associate with you, with your brand?
Okay.
And this is where, a lot of people get tripped up, try to be everything to everyone, right? And their message just gets lost in the noise.
Yeah, it gets diluted.
Exactly. So it's not about being everything. It's about like distilling your essence.
Okay.
Figure out what problems you solve,
Yeah.
what makes you unique,
Yeah.
right? What are your non-negotiables?
Got it. So it's about really figuring out what you stand for, what makes you you, and
Exactly.
sticking to it, right? Okay, step two. This is where things get interesting. So we've got our core messages. Now we've got to repeat them, right, across all these different platforms. But the newsletter, it's very clear that this doesn't mean just copy-pasting the same thing everywhere.
No.
That's
That's
just lazy, right?
yeah, and boring. Roten gives this great example of Steve Jobs,
Yeah.
the black turtleneck, the jeans.
His signature look.
Exactly. Simple, consistent, instantly recognizable.
It's like he intuitively understood this mirror exposure effect,
Yeah, exactly. He reinforced his brand through like visual repetition. It's brilliant, Eric.
Absolutely. So consistency without being boring. I like it.
Yeah.
So it's about being creative, right?
Yeah, think about how you can weave your core messages into your LinkedIn posts, your email newsletters, your website copy, even your visual style. It's about creating this cohesive experience, right?
Okay, yeah, a cohesive experience.
So every interaction, it reinforces your brand identity.
Gotcha. Okay, so last step, creating a content calendar. Honestly, when I first saw that, I kind of cringed.
Right.
I love to change things up, you know. I get bored easily.
Yeah, I hear ya.
But Roden makes a good point.
He does, right. It's so easy to just jump from one thing to the next, constantly reinventing the wheel.
Especially with content creation, you know?
Yeah.
It's like there's this pressure to always be new and exciting.
Right.
But he's saying that actually works against the mere exposure effect, right?
Exactly.
We kind of give our core messages time to sink in, to become familiar, to build that trust.
Exactly. Think of it like you need to give it time to marinate.
Let those flavors really soak in.
Exactly. And what I love about the sample content calendar in the newsletter, it's not just mindless repetition. It shows you how to weave those core messages into different formats, different stories, different contexts.
That's like what we're doing right now, right?
Exactly. You're presenting those core messages in a way that's engaging, that's interesting, but you're still driving those key points home. It's like a symphony, right?
A symphony of repetition, but with variations to keep it fresh, keep it engaging.
Gotcha. Okay, so we've got our core messages. We're repeating them across platforms. We've got our content calendar keeping us on track. Now what? How do we know if all this repetition is actually working? What about measuring the results?
Yes. That's where the real magic happens. You're not just blindly repeating yourself. You're using data, right?
Yep.
The data to understand what resonates with your audience, what works, what doesn't. It helps you refine your approach over time. It's like a feedback loop. You know?
Okay, yeah, like a feedback loop.
Constantly refining, getting better, more effective.
So we're talking about looking at things like, what, engagement, conversions, even just seeing if people are mentioning our brand out in the wild.
All of that. It's gold. You know, are people liking your posts, sharing them, commenting? Are they clicking through to your website? Are they talking about you in a positive light? That data, it tells you what's working.
Okay.
What to double down on, what to tweak, how to adapt your message without losing its core.
So data, our friend, it helps us see the bigger picture. Got it. But, you know, reading this newsletter, something really clicked for me. It's this idea that this mere exposure effect, it's not just some marketing tactic.
Yeah.
It's actually like a fundamental part of how we build relationships, build trust, period. Like in life.
Isn't it? Think about it. The more time you spend with someone, the more you get to know them. You just naturally become more comfortable with them, right?
Right.
It's like that local bookstore you love, you know? You know the owner. They give you personalized recommendations.
Yeah.
You walk out feeling like you had a genuine connection.
Yeah.
That's mere exposure effect right there.
Yeah.
You're not just a customer. You're part of a community.
It's that like Cheers effect, you know, where everybody knows your name.
Exactly.
And that's something you can't just buy with a flashy ad. It's about those repeated positive interactions, building those genuine connections. And that's what makes this concept so powerful. It's not manipulative. It's human.
It's about tapping into something that's already there.
Yeah, it's like we're wired for it. Okay, so if just hearing about this mere exposure effect today has made it stick in your mind, just imagine what consciously using it could do.
Oh yeah, the possibilities.
If this one deep dive can leverage the mere exposure effect, just think, you know, what consistent strategic effort could achieve.
Yeah, the potential is huge.
It's like planting a seed. You nurture it, you tend to it, and eventually it blossoms.
You get these incredible results.
And that's what we want for you, to see those blossoms, those connections flourish. So go out there, embrace the power of this mere exposure effect.
And make it your own.
And until next time, remember, repetition done right. It's not boring. It's the secret sauce to building those lasting connections.
Yeah, it's about, you know, playing the long game with this. You're not looking for some overnight success. It's about building that trust, building that familiarity over time.
That makes sense, and it kind of leads me to my big aha moment while reading all of this. Are you ready?
Maybe.
The mere exposure effect, it's not just about getting people to like our brands. It's about how we connect with each other, you know, like as people.
Oh, you're getting it. It really is about showing up, being consistent, sharing what you bring to the table, and letting those interactions over time do the work. Think about it. The people you trust the most.
Yeah.
Right? Chances are, it's not because they're the loudest or the flashiest. Mm. It's because they've been there, they've shown up consistently in your life, they've brought something valuable, and you've become familiar with them, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. So are you saying I need to be less, like, a billboard trying to grab attention,
yeah,
and more like, I don't know, a regular at that coffee shop we were talking about before, just a familiar, comfortable presence.
Yeah, I love that analogy. You're not trying to force a friendship. You're just there. You're being yourself, being authentic, you know, showing up consistently, offering value. Mm. And over time, you just become part of the fabric.
Yeah.
You become part of the scenery in a good way.
Okay, I like it. So let's say, you know, I want to put this into practice. I've got my core messages. I'm working on my content calendar. I'm ready to be that regular, you know, in my audience's world. What's like one piece of advice you'd give someone just starting out with this whole mirror exposure effect thing?
I would say don't overthink it. Start small.
Okay.
Focus on those two or three core messages. You know, what's at the heart of who you are, what you represent.
Yeah.
And then find creative ways to share them consistently across the platforms that you like to use.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
And don't forget to have fun while you're at it. This shouldn't feel like a chore, right?
No way.
If you're passionate about what you're sharing, that energy, that passion, it's contagious, and people pick up on that authenticity.
Absolutely. The more you enjoy what you're doing, the more natural and engaging you'll be, and the more likely people are to really connect with you, you know, on a genuine level.
Okay, so to recap, we've learned that this mirror exposure effect, it's a powerful thing. It can really help build trust, build familiarity with your audience, and it's not about being pushy or salesy. It's about showing up, being consistent, being yourself, and letting those repeated positive interactions do the work.
And the cool thing is, it's not just some fancy marketing theory, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really about how we connect as humans.
So if just hearing about this concept today made it stick with you, imagine what you can do if you start using it, you know, intentionally.
Yeah, exactly. If one deep dive can kind of tap into the mirror exposure effect, think about what consistent effort can do.
It's like you plant a seed, you nurture it, and you watch it grow, blossom.
It's amazing.
That's what we want for you, to see those blossoms, to see those connections grow.
To watch those relationships flourish.
All right, so we've explored this idea, this mirror exposure effect,
mm-hmm.
and learn how it can really transform the way we connect with our audience, you know, how we build our brand.
Yeah.
Even how we just build stronger relationships in general.
Definitely.
It's not about being the loudest voice out there. It's about being the one that people can count on.
Right. Building that trust over time.
Yeah. You know, it makes me think about all the times I've stressed over, like, getting my message out there as fast as possible.
Right.
Trying to make the biggest splash, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe that was the wrong approach.
Maybe so.
Maybe it's about being more deliberate, more consistent.
Exactly.
And letting this whole familiarity thing just naturally do its work.
I think you're onto something.
So for our listeners out there, the challenge is, how can you use this?
Yeah, good question.
Where can you show up consistently, share your authentic self?
Right, be yourself.
And really cultivate that sense of familiarity.
It doesn't have to be this big, grand thing.
Right.
Start small. Identify those core messages we talked about.
Yeah.
And look for little ways to weave them into your daily interactions.
Like what? Give us some examples.
Sure. It could be as simple as leaving a thoughtful comment on a blog post, you know,
mm-hmm.
or having meaningful conversations on social media.
Right.
Or consistently sharing your expertise in whatever field you're in.
That makes sense. And remember, have fun with it, right?
Absolutely. It shouldn't feel like a chore.
The more you enjoy it, the more genuine it'll feel.
Totally. And that's what really connects with people.
Yeah, that authenticity.
Authenticity, yeah. So let go of that pressure to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be everywhere all at once.
All right.
Just focus on showing up, be yourself, and let that mirror exposure effect do its magic.
So until next time, go out there, make some great impressions.
Yeah, make them count.
And remember, repetition done right, it's not boring.
Not at all.
It's the key to building trust and those lasting connections we all crave